Oh, thank you for listening to the Legalese podcast. We bring you truth, power, and awareness. I'm your host, Mel Marie, and today we are covering the case of Carla Faith, a disgraced daycare worker, and the years of negligence that led her to laying in a cell at night. So, Carla Faith, she was the owner of Play Mountain Place and Counterpoint School. These facilities were daycare or childcare facilities located in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And the focus of this case will mostly be at the Play Mountain Place facility. So the case begins when several complaints were made to the Department of Human Services, resulting in officers and a child welfare inspectors visiting the Play Mountain Place facility on November 13th in 2019. The cops received pushback from Faith when they were entering the property, but once they entered the facility, they realized that they had some concerns. Carla and her, I guess, employee, Christina Swager, were greeted the officers at the door. And initially, the cops didn't see anything, but they were hearing a child's voice. However, in the body cam, the officer said that Christina told them that she was a friend of Carla's and she was not an employee at the time. She also said that there was only one child in the building when the officers were there. So the officers asked if there was a basement. Carla replied no. The cops asked if there were why there were so many backpacks at the facility. Carla told them that they were going to be cleaned for a soccer team. The cop then responded, "That doesn't sound very likely to me." Well, at the welfare visit, the cop bumped into a wall, or what he thought was a wall, and realized that it moved. And after removing this wall, it led them to a finished basement. And inside the basement, there were two adults and 26 children. All of the children were under the age of three. The officers reported that many of the children in the basement had wet and dirty diapers, were sweaty and thirsty. So today, the word of the day is going to be child abuse. And child abuse is any injury, death, emotional harm, or risk of serious harm that is done to a child. After seeing what happened and seeing the conditions the children were in, the cops arrested Carla Faith, who was 58 at the time, and was charged with an attempt to influence a public servant, which is a felony, and a misdemeanor for child abuse. Christina Swager, who was 35 at the time, was charged with an attempt to influence a public servant and a felony, which is a felony again, and then the misdemeanor for child abuse. Caitlin Nelson, who was 31 at the time, and was charged with unlawful possession of a Schedule II controlled substance. So she was found with a backpack that had syringes, alcohol swabs, and meth. And along with that possession of the drugs, she also got the misdemeanor for child abuse. And lastly, Valerie Fresquez, she was 24 at the time, and she was charged with the child abuse. So child abuse charges, when it comes to like sentencing, they can be around 3 to 12 months of jail time, whereas the attempt to influence a public servant could lead to 2 to 6 years in prison. So drastic differences for those crimes. So once the cops saw that and the condition and the facility, Carla's daycare license was basically closed. Like it was, she wasn't able to have the facilities anymore. Both of the facilities that I mentioned in the beginning were shut down. And the license that Carla had in Colorado only authorized her to have or to take care of children, up to 6 children in the facility, and only 2 of the children could be under the age of 2. Again, there was 26 children and 4 staff, rounded 4 staff. However, at the time of the incident, 12 of the children were under the age of 2. So she exceeded that limit. Carla violated Colorado law by having more children in the facility. And in this law, it's supposed to be 5 children for 1 adult. And again, like I said, she had 26 kids and 3 employees. And after the arrest, like I said, both places were shut down, and the parents at the facility, the parents of the children in the facility, filed a lawsuit in the district court in Colorado Springs, and they were seeking damages, interest, fees, and relief from Carla. Unfortunately, this was not the first time Carla was violating the child care laws in her state. At Counterpoint School, the state documented that Carla did not have enough staff for the number of students, children present. The staff were not attentive to the children, and the staff did not have a criminal background check performed on them before working with children. And then at the Play Mountain place, a licensed specialist reported that staff members were not qualified to work with children and they did not have background checks. Again, I'll just go over some of the violations. Failure to provide care for the child in a safe, appropriate location, failure to perform background checks on staff and negligent hiring, failure to provide training for staff and supervision for staff, and failure to comply with Colorado's Child Licensing Care Act and the rules of the department. And also, children were too young to effectively communicate to the parents regarding the negligent care that was being provided by Carla. So I do, some of the parents went public and had interviews, and I do want to play one of the interviews the parents had. And I'll also give you some information about what the parents said. So first, one of the parents, their name was Erin Miles. She says, "I know my daughter has exhibited some anxiety, what seems to me to be anxious behavior, and I'm hoping that the therapist or psychologist can help us understand how we can deal with that and how we can help her." The next parent, their name was Colin McWilliams. He said, Carla mentioned that his son fell off of a slide or something like that, or the stairs to the slide. And the other one, I think he just fell walking across a carpet or something like that. This is his words. Those were his words. His child suffered 2 injuries, like 2 broken bones at 2 different instances. And that's what Carla told them that happened. And the third parent I have, she did an interview, and this is what she had to say.
There was a couple times where I picked him up and his diaper had obviously not been changed for a long time. And I was very upset about it.
Okay, so at the trial, more information came out about Carla's negligence. Since 2015, the Play Mountain Place and the Counter Preschool had over 77 violations. Also, Carla had a facility in California that she was operating, and in there, she again had more violations for operating a daycare with more children than allowed. However, her defense attorney, Josh Tolini, said it wasn't a situation where the kids were kept continuously in a crammed space. He said that they were spread out, they were fed, they got naps, and they did arts and crafts. He said they were loved. He also said, there's evidence the kids were well taken care of, and because of that, they were happy. The judge thought otherwise, and this is what occurred in the courtroom.
The judge told Faith he believes she acted out of greed and called her actions cold and calculated, saying he hasn't seen her show any remorse or signs that she's taken responsibility. So he decided to sentence her to the maximum prison sentence that he could for a class 4 felony, 6 years for attempting to influence a public servant, plus for 26 child abuse charges, 10-month sentences each to be served concurrently.
And lastly, after hearing all of that, the plot thickens. So I found a video and I found some comments regarding one of the jurors, and they said some interesting information. This is what they said. They said, someone said that they parents should basically have, unannounced visits at the facility and research the facility to make sure their children are safe. The juror said, thank you for saying that. As a juror, most of the parents wanted money. And then the juror later said, I can speak out because I have the facts. Many parents knew of the poor conditions their child were in. And she also said, so don't believe everything you see in the media. And she also said that, again, she was on the jury, and the judge told them that he wanted to make sure to have Carla and, what's her name, Christina, taken away in front of the parents' face so that can give them closure. So that's just some food for thought, that they knew what was going on and still let their child go to these facilities, if that is true of what the juror said. So lastly, before we exit, if you know a child is in danger and you're in the United States, the phone number to call is 1-800-4-A-CHILD, and that translates to 1-800-422-4453. And lastly, the song of the week is Sam Smith, Oasis. It's a beautiful song. And you can check us out on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor, Pocket Cast, and all the other lovely places. Have an amazing day. Be safe. And I will see you and talk to you next week for an interesting episode.